Hello, hello, friends. Gina Scalpone here. Today, we are going to talk about time management. If you feel that you do not get all the things that you want to get done in 1 week, and you're running from here to there, and you feel like you're being pulled in all the directions, and you feel like you don't have a work-life balance, this simple little time hack is going to help you out. I promise. Okay. If you are excited about this, put yes in the comments below. So I know that you're excited and it gets me more pumped up. I'm going to share my one simple time hack strategy with you today. If you feel like you're not getting all the things done that you want to get done, or you're getting pulled in all the directions, or you just say, hey, wait a minute, I got problems with time management. I'm bringing this up today and I'm coaching on this simple little strategy because I hear so many people tell me, Gina, I have issues with work-life balance. I have problems with time management. So I have one simple strategy that I'm going to share with you. And I still use this strategy in my own business. And I hope that you will use it as well. It's called time blocking or time tracking. You might have heard of it before. I didn't make it up. I'm just going to teach you today how to actually implement this into your schedule. So, what you want to do at the beginning of the week, I recommend to do it on a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday evening, sometime before you go to bed on Sunday. Make a list on a piece of paper with a pen. I want you to make a list of everything that's important for you to get done that week, both personal and professional. You're going to make a little list on a piece of paper. On one side, the personal things, on one side, the professional things. So, a few things might be working out 3 days a week, styling clients all day, 2 days a week, going to the beauty supply store, meal prepping, creating a few social media posts for the week. So those are types of things that are important to you to get done for the week. You're going to write it all down. Be very literal. If you need to give the dog a bath, put wash dog. If you need to do two loads of laundry, put laundry on the list. We want to be very literal. So we're making lists of everything that we feel is important to us to do for the week, both personal and professional. We're writing it down. We're not trying to remember it. We're not trying to write it down here, write it down there. No. We're getting organized. We're putting systems in place. We're being clear about what we want. So you're making a list. Now, you're going to pull out your click calendar, however you do it. I write everything on the calendar section of my phone. What I want to do, what I have to do, what times, appointments, personal things, fun things, all that stuff. So you're going to pick a day and a time to get that task done. So, for example, if it's working out and you believe you can do it in 30 minutes and you want to do it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 a.m., you're going to schedule it on your calendar, just like a client appointment. This way, you have no excuse to not work out 3 days a week like you know you really want to. So you're going to put that in your calendar, and then you're going to put, let's say, create social media posts for the week. Let's say you think that's going to take you an hour. You're going to guesstimate, my friends. You're going to say, okay, on Monday afternoon, I will be alone. I don't have clients. My family will be gone from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm going to write that in my calendar. Then let's say on a Tuesday, all day you're styling clients. So you're like, there's literally nothing else I can do that day except get up, get ready for work, and get to work. So that whole day is just styling clients. You're not trying to work out that day, you're not trying to meal prep, you're not going to the beauty supply store, you're not creating social media posts. You're just doing that one thing on that one day. Now, once you have everything scheduled for the week, again, this is a guesstimate how long it will take and what day and time you think you can do it. You're just going to focus on the task at hand. You're not going to try to work out in the morning if you know you have clients for 10 hours in one day. You're going to let that workout go to a different day that you know a day that you can get it done. And you're going to just focus on the clients that are in your chair. And so when you're meal prepping, let's say on Tuesday evening when you come home from work for that hour, you're only meal prepping. You're not getting distracted with all the other things going on in your life. You're staying focused on the task at hand. I promise you can be so much more effective and efficient if you get things out of your brain, onto a piece of paper, and into your schedule. So this way, by the end of the week, you have the things that are, you get the things accomplished that are important to you for both professionally and professional, personally and professional. Even if it's going for on a date with your honey, put at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. on Saturday, go for date on date with honey. Go on date with honey. Even put those things on. Make it very little, be very specific, and make sure you do it at the beginning of each week and do the best you can. If you don't accomplish everything by the end of the week, think to yourself, did it take me longer to do that task? Did I not have enough energy for that task? Do I need to task that task out to someone else? Can I move that task out a couple weeks down the road? I don't really need to take care of this week. You're not going to beat yourself up. You're going to have self-reflection. You're going to look at the things you got done that week. If you did everything, yay for you. If you didn't, you're going to move it to the following week. Or you're just going to say, hey, why didn't that task work out? Why couldn't I accomplish that task like I wanted to? What I always like to do when I work out, I put it in my schedule for 3 days during the week. If I happen to miss one of the days, I have Sunday as my backup day in case I didn't get things done. So I give myself a couple hours Sunday afternoon to finish up things I didn't accomplish that week. So I would highly recommend you do that. In addition, I was coaching one of my students inside my online program. She was forgetting to do something. And I said, why don't you set your alarm on your phone and write on the notes on your phone or in the calendar your phone what you want to do, but also set an alarm so you don't forget to do that thing. I set alarms all day long for classes I'm teaching, for phone calls I need to make, for appointments I need to leave for, even for fun things that I'm doing. I don't want to forget that I'm supposed to meet my friends with my little baby at the park for a picnic. I'll set an alarm and I'll put it in my calendar. So that's how I keep organized. That's how I keep on task. And basically, you can't feel bad at the end of the week because you made the list of the things that you want to get done. You put them in your calendar. And if you didn't get the things done, you're going to be self-reflective at the end of the week and say, how could I do it better or different next week? So I hope this training helped you out. Drop the words time in the comments below if either one, you've had issues with time management in the past, and or this training helped you out. I want to help you out, my friends. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a lovely evening, and I will talk to you soon. Go get to work on your time blocking exercise. Bye, friends.